I'd tell Jack's story often, get tickled at him. When Jack first came to me, he was a good Southern Baptist. Yeah, this gentleman up here on the front. He was a good Southern Baptist. And he came to me because somebody recommended that he come here. He hadn't been able to get healed of his back injuries. He'd had them for quite a while. And it was kind of annoying trying to work and have all his back problems. So he came to me, and my first question was, well, Jack, you got a sin in your life. Well, for a Baptist, is that a sin in my life? I said, yeah, if you probably stop and think, you probably got more than one. And so he began to think about what God said, and I guess he thought, well, maybe I do have a few sins in my life, but I guess I need to repent of all those. I said, yes, and that means you need to stop doing them. And so, okay, he told God, God, I'm sorry, I repent. I'll quit doing these things, and I will walk in love. I'll do what you say. And so I reached up and laid hands on him, rebuked the spirit, and commanded him to be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, how do you feel? He said, no better. Pain's still there. I said, well, go, and as you go, praise and worship the Lord. And I said, I don't know how long it'll take. I said, he's the healer, not me. I just pray the prayer, and God does the rest. So I said, as you go, praise him and worship him. I said, he may heal you before you get to the car. It may take a day. It may take a week. It may take a month. I don't know, but if you worship and praise the King, he will heal you. And so before he got to the car, his back pain was gone. And then, of course, about 2 weeks later, he went and worked for 2 weeks and woke up every morning looking for the pain. I'm like, that stuff really ain't there. And so about 2 weeks later, he walks back in and said, Pastor, what you teach works. I said, what do you mean it works? I said, of course it works. It's God. He said, well, I ain't never seen this before. But he said, that's the first time I ever heard anybody say, repent of sin and get prayed for, and I'll get healed. But he said, it worked for me. And so he said later, do you really think sickness and sin in every case is directly related? And I told him, yes. And so he said, I wish I had a few scriptures to see that. And so the next healing school, I taught the first 2 hours just for him. Every scripture that I taught was a scripture that confirmed that if you do this, God will do this. And it wasn't the devil doing it. It was God. You know, and that's another thing that most people do not understand. They don't understand that the only one we have to make happy is God. Now, if we make him happy, you're okay. Now, a lot of things, of course, you know, as we get into the teachings, one of the things I've learned when we talked about unforgiveness so much this last hour, I think about the number of women that never learned to obey God. Because, I mean, just like when Cheryl and I got married after my wife got killed in a car wreck, and a few years later when God brought Cheryl to me supernaturally and told us to get married, which we did, she told me, Cheryl had been married 2 times before, and she told me when she came to me, she said, now I've been coming to your church, I got healed at your church, I've learned a lot of things in your church, but she said, I now know why I couldn't stay married to the other two guys. I said, why? Because she said, I never submitted to anybody in my life. And she said, I didn't know I was supposed to submit to somebody. But when I learned what you teach, God said in his word, clearly, in several different books, wives, submit to your husband in all things. She said, I never done that. I didn't know I had to do that. But she said, I now know it. So she said, I hope you'll work with me after we get married. I'll do my best to submit to you in all things. Well, she's done a good job. There's been a few times, you know, that she's messed up, but there's been a few times I've messed up too, you know. But there's been a few times that she'd get sideways with me or something, you know. And guess what? When she gets upset with me, when her right foot goes to hurting, she always knows she's messed up with her husband. She's sitting back there shaking her head. But that's exactly right, you know. Whenever she, if I say something and she takes it wrong and she gets upset at me, you know, and she holds that for a few minutes, her right ankle heel will start hurting. You know, and so God's trying to tell her, hey, in fact, one night after we got married, had been married long, when I was working on this little apartment, I call it, behind here, our little tin shed that I built. As I was building that, I told her about it one night coming home from church. And she said, what? You're building me a place to live and didn't even talk to me about it? And I said, well, honey, I'm an architect and an engineer. I thought I'd build something you would like. What? She said, I want to know. I want to have my input. Boy, she fussed at me all the way home. And so I just quit talking. You know, I had just taught on the scripture. It says, study to learn how to be quiet. And I thought, you know, I need to really hear what I've been preaching. Study to learn how to be quiet. So I said, I guess I better just be quiet. So she read me the riot act all the way home from church. And when we get home, I just get out of the car and start to unload stuff. And she comes in the ministry center and she is fussing. Now, since I ain't there, she's fussing at God. God, this man that you sent me, what am I supposed to do with this man that you sent me? And God spoke to her audibly and said, just love him. So that broke her. She repented, told God how sorry she was, and she come to the back door and said, honey, are you out there? I said, yes, I'm out here. I said, are you coming in soon? I said, yes, I'll be right there. I come in, she's crying. She grabbed me and hugged me and kissed me. She said, I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? I said, of course. I said, why the change? She said, God spoke to me and told me to love you. You know, that might have an impact on some of you girls if God audibly spoke to you and said, love your husband. Is that right? But you know, he told you that anyway. You know that? Every one of you girls that's married has got a husband. He told you to submit to your husband in all things. Now then, I don't see the couple here at the healing school. They come on Sunday a lot. I don't see them today. But there is a couple that the wife came to me one day, and I saw her a few times in church, but never her husband. So they came to me. Or she did, and she said, I want you to pray for my husband. I said, well, what's wrong with your husband? She said, my husband don't do what I tell him. I said, well, I think I better pray for you and not your husband. I said, because you're not the spiritual head of the family. God's put your husband as spiritual head. I said, and if you're trying to tell your husband what to do, then there is rebellion in your home, and therefore every form of witchcraft, every form of evil is in your house. And I said, you know, with you not obeying your husband, I said, you're going to have rebellious children. You're going to have all kinds of problems in your life. Well, she'd never heard anything like that. And so I told her, I said, now let me show you where God said in his word, you are to submit to your husband in everything. Now, ladies, if God says submit to your husbands in everything, what do you think he meant? What do you think he meant? Oh, you don't want to think about that, do you? But that's what he said, right? I run into very few ladies that want to say, okay, I don't want to do this. I want to be in control. That's that rebellious spirit, you know, and you don't want to have that because if you do, it brings problems into your life. So anyway, I told her, I said, now God said in his word, he said, you are to submit to your husband in all things, even calling your husband Lord, like Sarah did Abraham. He said, now, if you do this, you are my daughters indeed. Now, you girls that are married, when's the last time you called your husband Lord? Oh, she's just laughing. She can't even talk. Huh? Oh, goodness. But anyway, I mean, there's not a lot of women that want to do this. To call their husbands Lord, you know, because most husbands don't really love their wives like Christ loved the church. And that's the part God put on us guys. He said, husbands, are y'all husband and wife here? Okay. He says, husbands, love your wife like I love the church. Do you think he meant that too, brother? He did. See, so when a man does that to his wife, usually the wife won't have a lot of problems submitting to her husband. And that's what makes it so easy. So, but we both got a job here to do. It's not just a one-sided deal. A lot of the guys love it and say, hey, woman, you need to submit to me. You know, I'm the king here. No, that ain't love on your part at all. But anyway, this girl, this woman, I showed her what to do. So she went home, and I didn't see her again for 2 weeks. And at the end of that 2 weeks at church, I saw her and her husband. And they came up for prayer. When they came up, I says, what can I pray for you two for? He looked at me and said, before you pray for me for anything, I want to know what you did to my wife. I said, before I say anything, is it better or worse at your house? He said, much better. He said, in the 25 years we've been married, I have never enjoyed our marriage as much as I have the last 2 weeks. He said, normally whenever we try to decide on something, we get into a knockdown drag out. She wants to do it her way and she won't listen to what I want to do. But he said, the last couple of weeks, he said, we started to see one of our daughters the other day, and on the way over there, she said, what do you think we ought to do? And he said, well, I think this is what we ought to do. And said, I told her, and she said, okay. And he thought, we're not even going to have a knockdown drag out over this? You're just going to do it my way? So he said, that's the way she's been the last 2 weeks. So he said, it's been wonderful. And I said, well, what else can I pray for you for? He said, I've been out of a job for 13 months. I said, now, you know why you've been out of a job for 13 months? No. I said, because there's been rebellion and witchcraft in your house. Your wife is in rebellion to God, so there's all forms of evil in your house, and so that's why you hadn't been able to get a job. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm a certified engineer. And he said, I got resumes out everywhere. And he said, I hadn't even had a single taker, not one, not even a nibble for 13 months. I've been out of work. I said, well, how much money would you like? He said, well, as a certified engineer, I would ought to be able to get at least $50,000. I said, well, I'll tell you what, let's do. Instead of asking God for a job that pays $50,000, let's ask Him to give you the perfect job He wants you to give now that your wife is walking back in the proper relationship with you and with Him. Why don't we ask God to bless your socks off and give you the job He wants you to have as His son? He said, I can go for that. So I prayed the prayer of faith on Sunday afternoon. Tuesday, he got a six-figure offer. Thursday, he got another six-figure offer in 1 week. He came to me and told me the other day, he said, Thurman, we've caught back up on all our bills and everything. And he said, we've never had it so good in our home, and we've been so blessed financially. Now, what makes a difference? What did God say? If you obey Him, will He make you prosper? Is that what the king says? Now, not only will he make you prosper financially.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.